The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, West Michigan. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. Bob's here in the studio with me. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. We are on the air.
It says that. Yeah, the little light just, I think, you know what, we've been in here for a year. That's the first time I've ever seen it.
Anybody's ever used it. Right. Brian Fonger on the board. We got somebody running the show.
Well,
finally.
We're live in the Spartan Studios downtown, and we're not out on the road this week. So we're having a little bit of fun here in the studio. Brian's holding down the fort for us and keeping us rocking and rolling.
Ever since we got that 13th listener, I mean, the show's exploded.
Yeah, you know what? Check us out on Facebook, and if you friend us today, Bob's got a little prize for you. What are you going to do, Bob?
Some Three Little Pigs barbecue sauce, all natural, baby.
A whole case of it, 12 bottles.
Case, yep.
Last you the rest of the summer.
And right now, I think we need some people to call in and tell us what they're grilling today, because I'm just really curious on a day like this, what you'd be pulling out of your fridge or what you'd be running down to D&W to buy.
That's right.
So if you want to hit us, what's our phone number here?
1-800-785-1073. That's Grilling Guys Live.
1073?
Yep.
That's a funny number to have.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
All good. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Hey, I know what I'm grilling this afternoon. What? I'm stopping at Forest Hills Foods because I like their meat. It's all Spartan meat. And I'm picking up some beef ribs. They were on sale last week there. I missed them. But I'm going to pick up some beef ribs. I got to finish working on my big grilling rig because I'm heading to Chicago tomorrow, but I'm smoking some brisket on a stick, and what that
also
is,
known as
beef ribs.
That's right.
So here's what I'm going to do. Beef ribs are just like pork ribs, except it's obviously a darker meat, a little different taste, but it's like brisket on a stick. And I'm going to pull the membrane off the back of that. I'm going to rub them down nice with some mustard. And I'm just going to whack the heck out of them with some Memphis rub.
Okay.
Three Little Pigs Memphis. I'm going to throw them on my good one. I'm going to put them on for, I like running that at 200 degrees.
Right.
And this is an indirect smoker. We're using charcoal. We're using real good charcoal made by the good one because I'm brainwashed. No, it's really good stuff. So I'm going to put those up on the smoke rack for 3 hours at 200 degrees. And here's the 3-2-1. 3 hours at 200 degrees. I'm going to pull them off. I'm going to wrap them tightly in aluminum foil. I'm going to do 2 hours at 200. And then the last one, I'm just going to throw them. I'm not going to do the last one. I'm going to throw them on the charcoal. So I'm going to pull them off, and I'm just going to brush a little olive oil
on them. Take the foil off for the last one, right?
I'm going to pull them out of the foil. I'm going to put some olive oil on them, and I'm going to throw them on the grill for a couple minutes on each side. And then I'm going to sauce them just for a couple of minutes, and I get a little bit of a char on that sauce. And I'm going to probably go with some Stockyard Memphis Red.
A little bit of bite to it, a little bit fruity.
I need some heat because it's beef, and it's brisket on a stick. It tastes just like brisket, but you got a nice handle.
Okay. Want to go back and touch on a few things there. That are really important with the beef ribs. But I guess we got a caller right now. We'll catch you in a minute.
Who we got? A couple of them.
Okay.
Let's go to line two. Hey, Gary.
How you doing?
Hey, good. What are you grilling today?
I was thinking of doing some kebabs, and I know Family Fair has top sirloin for, I think it's $3.88 a pound or $3.99. And I like to use that in my kebabs.
It's the perfect meat for kebabs, isn't it?
I mean, that's kind of a killer price. So.
What do you do for a marinade?
Oh, it varies, depending on how far ahead I get the meat out and that sort of thing. But probably some soy sauce, garlic, red wine vinegar, those kinds of things.
Uh-huh. If you hit our website, look for thegrillingguys.com. And look for Charlie Jabor's shish kebab recipe. And I'd love for you to try that and call us back after you try it, because that is a couple hundred-year-old recipe at least. It's my father-in-law.
It's a marinade, though, right?
It's a marinade for that top sirloin or lamb.
Okay.
Lamb makes a great kebab, too.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, hey, Gary, thanks for calling, man. Good luck with that.
Right.
And report back to us on Facebook next week and tell us how that goes for you. All right, thank you much. And we've got Brad on line one. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, this sounds like Brad the Builder, Brad.
It is Brad the Builder.
Well, what do you know?
How you guys doing tonight?
I was not too good this morning. I spent a few hours yesterday evening at Brad's beach bar, and we had a little bit of fun. But I'm live and local now at Spartan Studios downtown. What are you grilling today, Brad?
Well, I'm actually going to pull some fish out of the freezer.
Oh, now there's something that we don't do very often, is, and I'm assuming it's going to be panfish, right?
Because we don't have any in our freezer.
No, actually, I think we're going to do a big slab of pike. I got one left from a winter catch, and I think we're going to thaw it out and put it on the grill today. It sounds pretty good.
Well, you better get that thing going then, because you're going to need to marinate that for a few hours.
No.
You don't marinate it?
Not too much.
No. Mm.
So what do you put on it? How do you prepare it?
We'll season it up a little bit and just put a little butter and lemon in a pan made out of foil and put it in the grill and cook it medium heat and flip it over, and it is delicious. Flakes right out, and it's just perfect.
You know, if you ever want a good marinate for pike, try this one. One part water, one part white wine, and then just a generous amount of sea salt or kosher salt. Give it about a day in that. Oh my gosh, that will take, especially if you're pulling meat out of the freezer. What I find with pike, walleye, some fish, those are a little more generous, but there are fish that'll pick up a little bit of a funk in the freezer. That thing will zap the less than freshness right out of them, and it'll perk the meat up. The salt perks the meat up.
Okay. Well, I'll try that next time around.
There you go. Well, listen, man, thanks for calling in, and you take care. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, take care,
too.
See you later.
Okay, cool. What else do you have going on?
Well, Bob, I wanted to touch back, get back on the beef on a stick, the brisket on a stick, rather, because you said a couple things in there that I think are worth repeating and making sure that everybody gets those steps. One is that membrane off the back of the ribs. That makes all the difference to me when you do that. Cowboy Rob taught me this, is you take a get a little flap, but it's the membrane on the underside, not the meaty side, but the undercurve side. You pick the...
You put the ribs, meat down,
right,
so that you're looking at the... it looks like it's arced at you,
right,
and the sides come up. And it's the meat side down, so the bone's exposed.
Right.
And typically the membrane, if you're getting them from any butcher shop, the membrane's still going to be on it.
Right.
There are some processors that are now taking it off, but for the most part, look for a heavy white skin on there. You have to take that off, and then once you do, and you can use a paper towel to take that off. I'll take a butter knife and throw it under the bone and get myself up under it if I have trouble getting the edge. But then take a fork in and punctuate that meat on the bottom side. It'll help the smoke get up.
Yeah, after the membrane's off.
After the membrane's off.
And that was the other thing I wanted to say, because everybody should be smoking their ribs if they're going to make ribs on the grill. And the important part is the smoke goes on the first 3 hours. You said the 3-2-1. When that meat is cold and before it starts to cook, when you put that smoke on there, that'll impart the meat and you'll get a great smoky flavor. You want to put your smoke on at the beginning of the grilling process, not at the end, right?
Well, that's the only time it'll receive it, up to 140 degrees.
Okay.
If you are smoking beyond 140, you're over smoking, and what you're doing is adding a layer of darkness, and you're making your meat taste too smoky, and you find them this way. That night we went out downtown Grand Rapids, I won't say the name of the restaurant, but we met Jan from Standale. Those ribs were black.
Right.
Shocking. Terrible.
And that was at a restaurant, and it was because they were over smoked.
Way over smoked.
And now Bob said you're going to cook the meat at 200, but it takes a while for it to get to 200 in the temperature. And later in the show, he's going to talk to you about an iGrill thermometer that he's got that'll help you monitor that.
Speaking of Standale Lumber, I did go down and try out their new nail gun.
Yeah.
Okay. Best investment you could make. If you're going to be building a deck, if you're working in your backyard this summer, buzz down to Standale. Little pun there.
Yeah.
And check out not only their Trex decking, but their new nail gun.
Yeah. But anyway, those couple rib secrets coupled with a nail gun, you can't go wrong. It's man's weekend. It's Saturday, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us because Big Paulie's going to be on the segment next, and he's going to talk to us about his three greatest rib secrets. And our buddy Chaz from Schmo's Brewery is going to be on the line with us, and he's going to pair up some of his new brews that he's put together. So we're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.